creative people. Welcome to Creative Conversations. And my name is Hollis Citron. And welcome to our first live broadcast, podcast. So, yay! So for those of you that are here, could you please message and say that you can hear me? This is the first time, as I said, doing this. So I want to be sure that, you know, there's going to be some mess ups here and there, but hopefully you can hear me well. So yeah, you can hear me. Good, good, good. Okay. So exciting. So I do have a guest that is going to be joining. Her name is Dina Musfer, and I am so excited for her to be joining and jumping on in a minute. But I want to let you know how this all works. So this is how it works. So welcome officially to the first live episode of Creative Conversations. And I've had this podcast for a little bit, but we're getting this moving and active again. So I'm excited about this. So this is a space that's all about sharing stories. It's all about connecting, and it's all about inspiring each other. And don't we need that? Don't we need some inspiration and connection and sharing? I'm sorry. My guest is saying, it's saying start soon. I'm waiting. So let me, I apologize. This is live. I hope everyone is well today. Okay. So, yay. Okay. Sorry. So cool. I have to say right now, I'm going to go on with my spiel, but we have somebody. Yay, Helen. So Helen is in London. Chris is in Philadelphia. And Arthur, my husband, is right here in the house in New Jersey. So that this is the beauty of all of this. It's bringing people in from all over. So Dina is going to be jumping on in a minute. So let me get moving on this. So this is how this, so this is a space that's all about sharing stories. It's about connecting. It's about inspiring each other. And this is just all what I feel really passionate about. And how this all works is I ask three questions. So in these three questions, they're all centered around creativity. And the first question is, how do you define creativity? The second is, how do you incorporate it into your life? And the third is, why do you think it is important? And then the conversation is just going to flow from there. And we're just going to kind of see where the conversation goes. I'm trying to get Dina to connect. So I'm trying to get Dina. Here she goes. So she's going to be connecting onto here. Great. Okay. I got it. I don't need it. Okay. I'm good. Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, it's not great. Okay. So let me know. I'm sorry. Arthur was just telling me that my audio is not great. Can you guys hear me okay?
Hey, Hollis. I can hear you.
He's going to give me a microphone. So thank you, everybody, for your patience. You'll tell me, just type in, is that better? Yeah, tell me if the sound quality is better. Nisreen, glad you're here. Yay. So Dina, are you?
I am on here. Can you,
hear me?
Hollis? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you right now.
Okay.
So let me finish this up and hopefully we'll get this audio thing worked out. The conversation is basically going to flow, and it's going to go and stem from those three questions. So for you being the audience, thank you, Helen, for the loud and clear. Thank you. So you being the audience, thank you for being here. And any questions or comments, which is the whole point of this all being live, please feel free to put it into the chat box, and we will be able to answer your questions. And the whole point is that you're all part of the conversation. So my inspiring guest for today is Dina Musfer. And Dina, can you hear me? Oh, please. please. This all worked yesterday. We tested this out and it all worked out fine. So people can hear me. I cannot hear you. She disconnected. I can't hear Dina. Okay, thank you. So Dina, maybe try one more time. When you've been calling in, I connect you. And then something's happening in the process. So we are going to get this. So Dina's calling in, connect.
Hello.
Dina's online.
Can you hear
Dina,
me?
Do you have your headset on?
Yes, I do. And I see in the comments that people can hear me.
Can you guys hear Dina?
Yes.
Oh, because I can't hear on my end. Okay, there we go. Now I can. Thank no, you, Dina. Hi.
Okay. Hi. It worked?
I have Arthur's phone. For some reason, it's not working on this. So.
Okay, I hope you can hear me now well. Okay.
Yes, I can. So there's... Yeah, there's a bad echo on my end. So here, Arthur, take this. For whatever reason, it's... yeah, that's coming through Arthur's phone. Okay, so everybody, thank you for your patience right now. Let me try. I'm going to try something, and let's see if I can hear this way.
Yeah. Awesome feedback in the chat box. I like that.
I appreciate you guys being my test audience here for this whole live thing. I'm going to see if I can do it on my laptop, which is where... we practiced from before.
But can you hear me right now? Because there's no echo anymore. Oh, okay.
Okay. Sorry, everybody. Let me try this. I may. Let me just try this. Okay. Can you guys hear me there?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hollis?
Okay. Dina, I still can't hear you. I don't know why.
I don't know. Maybe there's in your settings.
This is the most important part. I need to hear you.
Do you want me to call? So, I don't know. Okay. What have you
Let me
what
think.
Have you done?
I'm trying to figure how... I want to get onto, I'm going to try and get onto my thing here. It's all the feedback on this one, so.
You know, I was thinking maybe if you need to plug in. Can you...
Sorry, everybody.
So I see Helen, Nisreen, Crispy Jim, Film Cutter Guy. Thank you all for being here.
I was hesitating.
Hopefully.
Let's see.
Can you hear me, Holly?
Now, yes, I can. No, I.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, because it's off of this. It works off of my laptop, but not my desktop.
Okay, so now we know.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi. You sound loud and clear. That is good. Okay.
Great. Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
So I gave the whole intro. So Dina, why don't you just, before we dive into the questions, why don't you give us a little bit about who you are? And we shared a little bit about that within 5 years, your life kind of had a major transformation. Why don't you take a few minutes and tell people a little about your story?
Sure. And first, thank you for having me, Hollis, here.
Thank you.
I'm honored to be part of your creative journey and loving what you are doing and creating and opening
it.
This space for people to share their stories. So I am happy to be here. And what led me to be here and be able to talk today about my story is that during a crisis and tough times that I had 5 years ago, where I've been through a trauma and lost my husband in a sudden accident, that led me to have to dig deep into my creative side to come out of that situation. And mm-hmm. so I always knew that I loved drawing as a kid, but I never invested in it or went to art school or anything. So mm-hmm. I did have some limiting beliefs about my abilities in that area. But when the trauma happened and my loss, I was forced into trying this out because I was kind of desperate for anything that would make me feel good in life.
Yeah.
And so you all, in that type of crisis, you always search for anything that could spark a desire inside you. Life has a complete different meaning in that situation, and you're never thinking again about mediocre things in life or just average things. You need inspiration. You need desire to move forward. And I set a goal to start painting again. And mm-hmm. that led me to discover that I can paint more than I thought I could and better than I thought I could. And mm-hmm. I found a passion. I became obsessed with it, kind of, and made me look forward every single week to what I'm going to create next. So
yeah.
what it gave to me is like it made me create something that is unlike the past. So what happens to a lot of people is we're stuck in the past, and that tends to cause some depression and frustration. But if we start working towards a goal that excites us and inspires us, then we're creating something unlike the old story. And that basically was the feeling that I got from that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is the artistic part of my story. Then briefly, it led me to another desire, which I discovered it is basically my main purpose, which is coaching to help people bring into the surface more of their inner potential that is locked up in there and discover what they're capable of doing. So it's basically also like creativity and bringing to creation their ideas and business ideas and so on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that is my intro. I hope that answered your question so far.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it all kind of goes into like the, my whole passion and my whole mission is to empower people to see that creativity comes in so many different forms and everybody mm-hmm. has it. And just like you were saying with coaching, it's a creativity and it's formation and it's sculpting and it's shaping. Mm. And I mean, the definition of creativity is the formation of an idea or an object, which mm-hmm. is what yes. we do every time in every thought that we have and everything that we do. So
mm-hmm.
everybody's shaping it and sculpting it in some way. I think we just kind of lose sight of it at times.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel on that point, what makes us lose sight is honestly some limiting beliefs of comparison and perfectionism, and it stood in my way for a little while. If you let perfectionism hold you back, you don't take that initial step forward, you're scared to explore or create. And so really we have to make peace in a sense with failure, that it's okay if I don't make a really good job starting out in this, I'm just gonna jump into it.
Oh my God, that's just like when you said peace with failure, that just mm-hmm. like resonated because it's like there's this amazing book out there called, I know we haven't dove into our questions yet, but we're getting to this stuff anyway. There's a book called Beautiful Oops. It's a kid's book, and it just yeah. kind of shows all the ways to turn mistakes into things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in the classroom and everything, we'd always say beautiful oops, you know, what can you turn it mm-hmm. into? And when I'd hear the kids saying beautiful oops, or I changed it into something instead of breaking it or crumpling it and throwing it away, that was just like I wanted to jump through the roof. I was so excited.
I love that. Yes.
Because it was, you know, it was changing beliefs, changing mindsets.
Yeah. I think it changes everything around creativity. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive into the questions. And again, for mm-hmm. all of our listeners, feel free to ask any questions or chime in and be part of the conversation. But so the first question is, how do you define creativity?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. And I feel every person, of course, has their own definition. So for me, I'm inspired so much by my favorite author, Neville Goddard. And he wrote a lot of things about creation and manifestation from the 1930s. And that gave me a sense of what creativity means to me when he says, creation is finished. And it made me wonder, if creation is finished, then what are we doing here? And therefore, I believe that what we're doing in life is really manifesting what already has been created in this universe, what already exists, but we're bringing it from the invisible world to the visible through us, through our physical form as humans, through our skills and actions, we bring this creation. So creativity is tapping into our higher side and potential, bringing more of our uniqueness, all these ideas locked up within us, all these infinite possibilities of what we could be. And either you can look at it as originating new ideas, and that is creation. You originate your own ideas from perfection in your spirit and higher self. And an example on that is like how the cell phones were started or the Wi-Fi. No one has thought of it before, but it always existed. It just needed someone with a higher level of awareness than everyone else to like think of it. So that's originating creativity. We can also be inspired by creations that are already out there in our world, done by other people, tweaking it to be our own, putting our own experience and twist on it and putting it back out there in the form of a service or product. So I see there's two forms of creation, and it's really a manifestation.
Wow. That is just like, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, this is so deep. It's like,
yes, I don't have short answers.
So deep, and I'm like curious how my how the audience is taking all this in. But I'm kind of envisioning, like I'm visual, so I'm like, I'm like seeing all of these like pictures of these feelings of things like floating around there, and then it just kind of, is it about vibration where it just kind of like connects with that person?
Yes. I think so. A vibrational thing where I feel if we allow ourselves really to let go of limiting beliefs for a few minutes, you go in your imagination, you close your eyes, and you no longer think of how are you going to create. You no longer think of where the money is going to come from. Mm-hmm. Am I able or not? Without doubting yourself, without comparison to what others have done out there before you, and if you're good enough like they are, and the perfectionism. So these things hold us back from creation. If we like just go into our mind and daydream like we were when we were kids, kids don't have limitations. Yeah. And if we're able to tune into that and listen to the ideas and then don't resist them or reject them, consider implementing them and like acting on them. I feel that is key to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So all of those limiting beliefs and fear being like, that's the first one that jumps out to me being so huge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fear is just like, and then all of those attachments of people telling you certain things.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. And you can't draw. And you're going to get out there and get in front of people. What do you have to say? And then it gets shut down.
Exactly. You just reminded me of one last point on this question, is that often if we also compare ourselves to the old self, like as in that's a sentence of saying, I've never done that before. So you don't have evidence of your success yet, right?
In this idea.
So you end up, if you go from that space of the past, it may stop you. And so when we want to create, there doesn't have to be an evidence of its success. You just want to go into that really invisible world and believing in it, believing in something new that you've never done before.
And the word that's coming to me now is trust.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know that I face that a lot. It's kind of like, well, can I really trust that this is going to happen? Can I trust that this is if I can't see it, like, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But and feeling.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, and you just made me think of a story, and then we'll move on to the second real quick, is when we lived in Queens, New York, years ago, 18 mm-hmm. years ago, we knew someone across the way who was actually working for a company, and Arthur, you can be more specific about this. They were, he's like, we're working on technology where we can have internet and use it as a phone and all of this stuff all connected. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
That's about 19, 20 years ago. We're like, and here we are.
And here we are. Thank God.
yeah, seriously. Thank God. Okay, so you kind of answered some before, but maybe you could go into a little bit more mm-hmm. detail, or how do you incorporate creativity into your life?
Yeah, so I incorporate it into my life through both my art and coaching. I used to think creativity is just really pure artistic, but everything changed for me the more I studied self-development and got into coaching. The perception changed. And so creation, as I mentioned before, is like manifestation of new ideas from the perfection in your spirit. So you also create from your perception on life. How do you see life? And I feel our creations reflect our own beliefs and thoughts. And how you see life is how you tell the story to others too. It's your level of awareness. And from awareness comes also ideas and creation. So through my paintings, I like portrait and figure paintings. I just have a passion for painting people. Mm-hmm. And through my paintings, I express artistically my own thoughts and beliefs and feelings. And then on the other end, the viewer of the art piece gets to see it from their own perception mm-hmm. based on their beliefs and their story. So they relate to it in their own way. Mm-hmm. And I also express my creativity through delivering in self-development the ancient concepts that have already been out there about how the mind works, the imagination, the laws of the universe, mm-hmm. and bring them back in a simpler, relatable, mm-hmm. modern way. So combining right. it with my own experience. And it's the art of deliberate manifestation and thinking, I feel, is creation on its own. And mm-hmm. telling a story is a creation on its own. So that's basically how I put it into my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I have to say, and we're going to post some pictures for the people within the group. And Dina's paintings, I mean, and drawings, like, my gosh, like, this is all natural talent. And which just goes to show that, you know, it's in you. And when you want to mm-hmm. foster it and put it out there, like, mm-hmm. it's out there. Like, you're going to see her stuff and be like, what?
Thank you so much. Yeah. I mean, I once heard Bob Proctor, my mentor, say, like, our gift to God is realizing more of our infinite talents and abilities in this lifetime. Like, we will never in this whole lifetime get to explore all of it, honestly. Mm-hmm. So there's infinite possibilities to what we can be.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I like how you said the art of deliberate manifestation. Because when you were talking about Neville Goddard and like, that's heavy stuff. And it's really, and if it's a lot to comprehend, so it can kind of mm-hmm. be like, you could start it and be like, I don't know what he's saying, and just put it down.
Yeah.
So I love that, you know, you want to, it's part of, you know, what you do and making it easier for people to mm-hmm. make it more relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, manifestation can sound so like vague and hard to grasp. But when you start to practice that imagination and seeing in your mind an image and like feeling into it, and then just having that trust that you mentioned previously, Hollis, trusting mm-hmm. that it can happen, and like relying on the universe or God, and that it will manifest, it will come and show up in your world. And mm-hmm. I've tested it so many times, and so many people have tested it, and you too. And Mm-hmm. You really see that you are creating things that were invisible at one point,
yeah,
and you just saw in your mind, and then it happened. It became an actual product or a service or an idea.
Yeah.
So the thing is, we're always manifesting. Every minute of every day, we're creating.
Right.
We create our world through our actions, behaviors that come from our thoughts.
Right.
And feelings. But the thing is, the deliberate manifestation is, instead of manifesting circumstances, more debt, or negative things unconsciously, you become deliberate of choosing what you want to manifest, and you believe that you can have good things.
Yeah. I think I'm going to make like a big sign saying that today for that reminder of deliberate.
Yes. Deliberate manifestation.
Deliberate, because you can manifest a lot of bad stuff,
mm-hmm.
or you can be deliberate about what you want in your life.
Yep.
And can I just ask too, about your, when you lost your husband, how long did it take for you to get back into your flow of your art or all that inspiration?
So I actually, before he passed away, I didn't practice art. And up to like high school, I used to draw with a pencil. And then I like kind of gave up on it. I thought I'm just never gonna work in it or get good at it. And many tough things were happening in life where I was not inspired. And so, but after his passing is where I was like, I really want to be an artist. It's my dream. And I want this to happen. And I think, I believe about just 3 months actually after he passed away is when I decided to give it a chance. And so I went to a local center. I signed up for a night class at 7 p.m. and just went there to practice. It's like an open studio, and there's a mentor if you want to ask questions, and he like gives you some insight and advice about your work. And so I went there. That environment helped me stay accountable and be surrounded by other people doing the same. So it inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I pushed myself almost immediately, just 3 months afterwards, to like go and try something new. Because otherwise I saw what I was doing, just sitting at home and grieving every single day. It was my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was draining. So I needed something. I had to push myself out of the comfort zone. It was super uncomfortable to try something new when you're depressed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I mean, wow, that's like a completely life-changing event with all of that. And for you to actually take that action, that's just, I mean, I really don't know exactly the words for that. That's just, I want to say brave, but that almost sounds corny to me, but.
Thank you.
It's, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it did take guts, honestly, and I was about to talk myself out of it. For some reason, trauma just talks you out of everything. You just don't feel good about anything in life anymore. And so I was about to step into class. I honestly had to actually call my mom to make me go into the class. I was like, I'm about to quit on this. I don't think I can do this. I can't handle failure, I told her. I can't, like, my heart can't take it. And I had so much fear. I had the perfectionism of, if I'm going to do something, it must happen perfectly. I need the joy of excitement, and I can't deal with failure right now. That's what I was thinking. And she pushed me into getting in there and get out of my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad she did, because once I stepped in there, I just held the brush and the paint, and I had no clue what I was doing. Never, ever have used paint tubes before. And then I started painting, and I was like, wow, I can paint. And the teacher was like, you never painted before? And I was like, no. And he was just in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like in you this whole time. And just like you said, it was like out there. You just kind of had to step into that role.
Yes, definitely. And practice helps you get better at it. But the talent, definitely, I feel like it was there. Always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And the last question is, why, again, we're just kind of elaborating, but why do you think creativity is important?
Yeah, I think creativity is important because it works as a bridge between people. connecting them together. So bringing them closer to one another and helps them relate and understand each other better. Accepting different perceptions on the same topic, for example, and it can open our mind to see a different point of view. Let's say you may go to some museums and people who have been oppressed or dealt with slavery and so on. When you see their art, and they tell their story, you may suddenly look at their experience completely from a new whole point of view. When you visit the Holocaust Museum and so on, you see a totally different point of view than what you thought about this before. And so I feel it helps us relate to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And brings us closer. It is also important because it helps us solve problems through, like, when you create a product and a service and fulfill a need out there, like Uber. When it came out, it was super helpful and easy. So when we innovate and originate new ideas that have never been discovered before through our higher level of awareness, we can make life easier for each other. The Wi-Fi today is why we are talking on this podcast. And I run my entire business online thanks to the Wi-Fi. And so we can make life so much easier. So such as the invention of also airplanes. So it all came from creativity. And that's why it's super important.
That is an amazing answer. And what kind of is like jumping out to me is that whole idea of different perspectives and connection.
Yeah.
Because you can either, you may not agree with everything, but it's opening you up to, you know, different possibilities, being open to that and creating an awareness.
Yes. Yes. And that, yeah, absolutely. And that open mind makes you become even more creative. When you're seeing life through a narrow angle, you're just going to create something from that space. When you open your mind up to, you don't have to accept or reject someone else's idea. You can just look at it and have an open mind. Mm-hmm. And it opens space in your mind for new possibilities to enter because you're not so stubborn or so holding so tightly to your opinion.
Yeah. And I think kind of what's coming to me a lot lately, especially in all of this time, is the word gripping has been coming into my mind a lot. Like this gripping, this holding on, this like, it feels like a desperation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when we are gripping and when we're so desperate and we're so like everything we've been talking about, it just closes you off. And it's just you're just closed off, and then it creates like a lot of on the lower end of emotions. It creates that kind of stuff. You're not up in this higher, more joyful,
definitely
vibration. You're in this anger, resentment, why me kind of thing.
Definitely, it's like this neediness, and you put force on things, and the universe doesn't work with force or neediness. It works with letting and allowing, and so. And manifestation is all about letting and allowing and trusting. When we're so needy, like I need to manifest $1,000 today because I have a bill to pay, it doesn't happen. And so that neediness, yes, it kills creativity and manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. And I see in the chat box, someone asked, how do you keep with it? I think when I was talking about going to the art class and pushing myself out of my comfort zone when I was feeling depression. I'm not sure about what the question exactly meant. How do you keep with it? If you're still on here, then you can share with us.
Yeah, if you can please, because I'm not seeing stuff on my side because I think because of what I had to open up something new, I'm not seeing the chat box.
Yeah, so. Crispy Jim.
Chris, okay.
Yes, Chris asked it.
Yeah, so the question was, how do you keep with it?
Yeah, and I'm not sure.
She's still on, so she'll probably respond. I see that she's on. Were there any other questions?
No, there's just some comments, and thank you everyone for your beautiful comments in here.
Mm-hmm. Good, I'll get to see it on the when I go back and look at this. So this was an amazing conversation. I think that where we ended last with the whole letting and allowing, I think mm-hmm. that's an amazing spot to kind of end on. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to add? Or if anybody else has any other questions, please put them in.
Yes, absolutely.
But in the meantime of all that, Dina, I so appreciate mm-hmm. your time.
Thank you for having me here. Really, I appreciate being on here and sharing this. You never know who's listening in and they needed to hear something like that. So thank you for this space again, Hollis.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what you are going to keep creating on this beautiful platform.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's just sharing this. It's interesting because I've always been inspired by stories. I've always thought, literally walking down the street, that everybody has a story and you may like literally touch someone for a minute and that's all that you may be a part of their story because you bumped into them for that minute. It's kind of like everybody has their story and you're the main character, but you can kind of choose how your story plays out. So
exactly. I love how you said it. Absolutely.
So go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. Sorry.
You go.
I see two questions. Okay. So, and I love what you are saying, and it relates to this actually. So there's a question, how many years have you been actively making art? So I started in 2015 and up to this year, so about 5 years or 4 years mm-hmm. where I have been painting, but I don't paint every day. So that's the thing that I would love to share actually, is persistence is key to creation also, and to manifest. You don't want to do something just once. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the persistence was always backed up by a burning desire. And so I used to paint once a week only. And I used to have a full-time job, and I just picked one day of the week. It was a Wednesday at 7 p.m. where I would go and paint. But I made sure that every Wednesday I paint. And that made me, over a period of 5 months, create like a very detailed painting. It could take you a lot shorter than that if you're interested in painting, for example. But it wasn't about the time. It was about just making it happen without excuses that, oh, I have a job, it's late at night, I'm lazy, I'm right. feeling tired. And I see Chris asked the question again, how do you keep with going to the painting class when you are in pain, in the pain? And that's a super powerful question, actually. And again, I think it's always the burning desire. From even in coaching, what I teach people, if a goal, and this painting was a goal for me, if a goal or something you want is not backed by passion or a fuel inside you where you really intensely desire it, you're not going to make it really happen sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in order to get out of pain, you need to set a goal that is bigger than your pain, more powerful than your pain. And you got to dig into yourself, maybe have a piece of paper and list, what were you ever good at skills-wise in your life, even as childhood? Was there something as a kid that you always loved? Maybe you want to revisit it and explore it again. What always comes to your mind? For me, painting was always on my mind every year of my life. Even if I didn't pursue it, I was always daydreaming about the day I will make it happen. So that was a sign for me that it was something I desired. And it's always a burning desire that will push you to create change in your life. If you're not so passionate about it or not so into it, when it gets tough, like if it needs from you time and you got to do it every week. For example, it used to be rainy and snowy in the cold winter. It was snowy, and by 7 p.m. it was so dark outside. Most people would just want to curl up in their bed and have a hot chocolate. And there I was riding the metro with my painting after my full-time job, barely having dinner, and hopping on the metro to make it to class at 7 p.m. on a very cold day. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't do that for everything in my life. I am lazy in other areas. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I made that happen. When I look back, it was an intense desire that mm-hmm. I was like, I want it. My spirit wanted it so bad.
Mm-hmm. There are so many beautiful takeaways in all the words being used. And I think that was explained so well that
thank you.
That the passion has to be bigger than the pain.
Yes.
Because it's true. You will jump through hoops. You will walk over fire. You will do what you need to do to get what you really, really want. But if you're questioning it,
yeah,
in the least bit coming from that space that we talked about of fear and all of that, then you're going to be like, I'm worthiness. Am I really good enough?
Yeah.
Like, can I really do that? Oh, I don't know. Let me just think about that. And then nothing gets done.
Yeah, exactly. And I would add one last thing is like your burning desire is also your why, even in business and in life, anything you want to do and you may be maybe having some pain, you want to remind yourself of your whys. Why do I want this? And every day ask yourself why. What is the passion behind it? What is the reason why I'm doing this? And you get into the spirit of it. But I also loved what Helen said, which I totally agree with, is accountability. And that was part of it too. So yes, the desire was there. But finding a classroom that I loved being at people and my mentor, he was amazing. That kept me going back every week.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had in college, one of my professors would say, and it still comes back to me, he would say, be in your studio space for a minimum of 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Even if you do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just be in that space. And for the longest time, I ignored that, like after school and all that kind of stuff, which is why that I was having so many issues with so many things because I wasn't opening myself up and giving myself that space, which made me angry and all these. When I look back on it, now I know why I was feeling certain ways because I wasn't giving that space.
Yes.
For the creative outlet, and it was coming out in negative ways.
Right. And when I sit at home, I honestly don't paint, something about it. So I can't wait, for example, for this quarantine to be over and my like art school to be open back again so I can just be there in person.
Right. Yeah, it's like people when they exercise at home, I'm like, I need a class. I need somebody to tell me what to do. I need to follow along. And that's how I know personally how I can feel successful.
Yeah.
But
love what, mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I cut you off.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading for you what Chris said in the chat box. I love clay and working with Hollis. I don't have people that are very supportive around me until I met my very supportive husband. I would follow Hollis anywhere.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
That is beautiful.
I'm so grateful. So grateful. She's an incredible, talented soul that, so much to be let out and say.
Yeah, I love that.
So.
And I think that's it. Those are the questions that were in the chat box.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Well, Dina, this was an honor, and I am so happy that you were here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So thank you, everybody who took the time to jump on, and for all those people that are going to listen to the replay, thank you. And again, this is all just about sharing stories and connecting and having conversations. So please follow Creative Conversations, like, share, and so we can get these conversations out there and inspire each other.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I was happy to see your questions, too. And thank you so much, Hollis. I appreciate being here.
Yep, wonderful. So until next time, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Great weekend, everyone. Bye.
Okay, bye.